Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay Aquininsight, and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick a month in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called the Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and it's, I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara, I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around Sacred Destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Gemini, hello. Okay, so I'm going to quote one of my favorite Geminis to begin your reading, who is Tupac. If you got it, better flaunt it. That's what's kind of coming up immediately from this. You can see Peacock Spirit there, sitting there. How do we do that? Well, I'm going to help you with that. Let's begin. While I'm still pulling the cards on the screen, I will begin with House Mouse. That's a bit of a mouthful to say there. That's the energy that you're coming in with. So remember what I just said in the intro. Right. Here are the keywords. I can do it. Confidence, assurance, fearlessness. Now, here's the thing. You may not feel any of those things, but that's what it feels like. To be confident is to face where you have doubts, right? To face where you are insecure. And fearlessness just means to feel the fear and do it anyway, okay? I'll show you the card. I don't know if you saw it before when I was shuffling it, but these little mice. Not a huge fan of rodents, but anyway, let's go. Right. What it says on the card is, you know the things you are capable of, but are you confident in leaning into that belief? There we go. Right. And you've heard me say this before. You know, when we have self-worth issues, what is the issue? The issue is that we know our worth and we know we're not coming from that place. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an issue. So self-worth issues are where it's where we know we are more. It's not where we think we are less. It's where we behave from less, right? Especially in Aries season. But let me read you the card. Imagine how terrifying it must be for a humble little mouse to move through a house of giants. Furniture must appear to be like canyons and pets must feel like monsters. Yet the mouse finds the courage to scurry along to fulfill his quest. Confidence is key when you have pulled the house mouse card, as you could be moving a lot faster in your endeavors if you're willing to put yourself out there. Courage is often misrepresented as a lack of fear. This is exactly what I'm saying. Courage is often misrepresented as a lack of fear, when really it means being afraid of something and doing it anyway. I should have just read it. If you believe in yourself, then others will also. If your question is about the birth of a new project, love interest, or phase in life, then receiving this card is a good omen of a successful outcome. This card could also mean you are receiving a lot of attention and should make the most of it. However, on the rare occasion this card falls from the deck in reverse, it didn't, it's a sign that well-deserved pride has crossed the line into arrogance and isn't being received well. Don't be afraid to continue to shine your light, but not so much that you burn those around you. Now I want to say this, you know that where it said about, we always overcompensate. So that's one of the things. Well, if we're afraid to be seen as arrogant, we become too humble, like falsely humble. We hide ourselves and we don't do things. I recognize that within myself a lot of the time as well. Or when we don't want to appear like the know-it-all, we don't speak, we stay silent. So be aware of where you may be overcomplicating things and overcompensating for a fear of being seen a certain way. And I'm saying that because we got peacock spirit here. So you're coming in with that lovely, amazing card to come in with. It's all about you, Gemini. It's all about you. It's especially how you are in group dynamics, maybe at work. You know, I've talked a lot in your readings the past few months of Saturn being in your 10th house, right? So that'll do it. This is something that I haven't said in the other ones, but I'll say it to you because I know, because it's going to square my Mars at 14 degrees. Saturn and Mars will be conjunct. I don't remember what the date is. I don't know, it's not too long from now, but that happens at 14 degrees of Pisces. And so for me personally, it's going to square my ascendant and it's going to square my Mars. So I have a bit of a T-square going on. But you be aware of that, right? You know, them two, there'll be lots of astrology and stuff, but great astrologers talking about this. I won't go into the dynamics of that. But I get where this might be challenging. A square energy challenges you. It's a bit of a confrontational, and I mean, that's more of an opposition. But just be aware, right? Just be aware, especially because you've got simplicity coming up next. Let's have a little read of that. Simplicity is the white feather. I mean, look at this beautiful, simple image as well that we have here. Imagine a single white feather illuminated against a blue sky. Well, we don't have to imagine it, we can see it there, but anyway, wafting on warm air currents as it floats to the earth with simplicity and grace. Both Native Americans and Egyptians thought feathers were messages from the sky gods. And even now, like, people sometimes think it's angels, right? That angel feathers, blessings from angels when they find them. Chiefs would wear feathers to symbolize their communing with the creator. It was believed that when one wore feathers on one's head, messages from a human could travel to spirit. Just pausing there for a second, I just realized. So if you know anything about Indian culture, and the peacock is the national bird of India, they're very spiritual creatures within Indian tradition. I had a dream about peacocks a while back, and I shared that on the Discord server. You know, sometimes they can be seen as very kind of like, what am I trying to say, like preening themselves, right? And kind of a bit of a show off. So think about where you might be overcompensating for that. But really, especially in the culture that I was raised in, they're seen as very spiritual creatures. And you would see like kings and, you know, spiritual leaders and stuff with the feather of a peacock in their crowns or on the, wearing it on their heads. So we're talking about simplicity and a feather. I'm talking about a peacock feather. And let me continue. So likewise, messages and energy from the spiritual realms could travel back down to the human through the hollow shaft of a feather. Feathers were often wafted through the air to cleanse and purify a space. Sacred landscape wants you to know. To find a sacred simplicity and have clarity in your life, do only what matters. Release everything else. Simplify your life. Scan all areas and clear both internal and external chatter. That is a big deal coming up for Gemini, because you are not known for that. Right, you are known for taking in all like, loads of different data, more information, data, different points and stuff, which can be overwhelming. Now, I'm not saying stop being a Gemini, but I am saying take one thing at a time. You know, make a list, write it down. I just said this to Taurus as well, but make a note of things if you need to. But take one thing at a time. There's no way that you have to take in everything at the same time, right? So I'll say that bit again. Simplify your life, scan all areas and clear both internal and external chatter. Rest, rejuvenate, and only participate in what is truly important to you. Relinquish everything else. Do not delay. Do it now. When your life is chattered with object, sorry, chattered, cluttered with objects, relationships, time constraints, and emotions, there's no room for spirit. There is too much static and too much stuff to connect to your soul. The smallest amount of chatter clearing. Why do I keep saying chatter? Clutter clearing can make the biggest difference. It's because it said that ch internal chatter before, and I keep t turning clutter into chatter. Anyway, then we have new beginnings, right? So this is what I would say as a focus, right? So one thing at a time, what needs to begin? Especially if you've been putting something off and saying, oh, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. Or you're if you are beginning something new, right? Focus on that. Focus on the new beginning. And the new beginnings card is a radiant sunrise, beautiful. The sun is the most profound symbol of life itself, large enough to fit 1 million Earths inside it. In ancient cultures, the largesse of the rising sun represented hope and the understanding that life begins again, fresh and new. Responsible for the climate and weather of the earth, it is the symbol of birth and rebirth. It can also represent resurrection and a time of profound spiritual awakening. Peacock talks about that as well. It symbolizes the end of darkness and the beginning of light and an initiation of a whole new cycle. Excuse me. Now, if you remember, I used to say this thing, and I still say it, I still treat that day number one. This is day number one. Doesn't matter how long you've been in that job, how long you've been in that relationship, this here right now is day number one. And when we begin from that place, and if you watch the weekly that I did for this week where we switch from Pisces to Aries season, I talk about it in that as well. We don't forget the past. We learn what we learn from it, but then we move forward. I'm going to be completely honest with you, like Two of Cups lovers here. This is about other people. This is about how you connect with people, both and because it's talking about internal chatter, I kept saying chatter, right? And what we take in. Be mindful of how much noise you're taking up. Like, did they really say that? I'll give you a little tip. And Mars in Gemini, right? So this is how I act. This is what I do. One of the greatest game-changing realizations that I had in my life was I cannot think for other people. If they haven't said it, right? It doesn't matter what they're doing. If they haven't said it, then that's not the case. I'm not gonna fill in the dialogue for them. Even when I know. Right? Even when I know that like, if someone's annoyed with you or someone's whatever, right, and they're behaving in a certain way, they may not be annoyed with you. They might be had something else going on with their life, right, or whatever. I can only take care of my half of that. So the way you interact with other people, that's been changed here. Right. What did I read that last bit? So it symbolizes the end of darkness and the beginning of light and an initiation of a whole new cycle. But let me read the sacred landscape wants you to know. Your life is expanding in profound and wondrous ways. New experiences and ideas are emerging. Vitality and wide open opportunities are at hand. Seize the day. This is a perfect time to begin that new project or give birth to an emerging idea. Timing is everything, and the time is now. Anything and everything is possible. Good fortune awaits you. The rising sun is the ultimate symbol of the yang principle, expanding power and activity. You are radiant and luminous. There is a glow within you that can be felt by all. Now, I do believe, was it the Queen of Wands that fell out when I was shuffling? I don't remember. But I think so. I mean, that's part of that energy. Now, last but not least, let's read Peacock Spirit. And this is what it says: inner beauty, compassion, assimilator of anything. The beauty, and it's air element, which is your element. The beauty of the peacock is unrivaled. It's easy to think it comes from the plumage, but the secret of the peacock is that the beauty resides within and extends outward indefinitely. This adept creature can assimilate or digest all experiences in life, so it does not harbor resentment, conflict, or past pain within its psyche. That's where the new beginnings coming in. The peacock type is extremely rare. Not many of us have reached this advanced level of acceptance of the self and others. When in balance, confident, kind. When out of balance, can't digest situations. To bring into balance, meditation on navel. All right. Let's get into the rest of this. I mean, I love this for you guys, right? But it is a new beginning. Like, whether you are literally starting something new or whether this is a new way of showing up in your life, right? And that's showing up in your life is a key thing there. KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid. I'm not calling you stupid, but you know what I mean. Like, that's very Aries anyway. One thing at a time. You take one step at a time. You look at one person at a time. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's how you're going to take this. You're ready for it. House Mouse tells me that. You're ready. Yeah, so House Mouse. I thought I said it wrong. But you know, I'm going to tell you something that's very Gemini. I do these all the time. You know that, right? And I talk all the time. But there's something about your reading where I'm like hyper aware of what I'm saying, which means you must be hyper aware of what you're saying, how you're coming across. That's part of this theme. Another thing that I've seen coming up, and this Three of Wands keeps coming up. I mean, it is Sun in Aries. But there's something about, like, we've taken actions, we've done things, and that's not enough now. I'm not saying it's not enough, but we were focused on doing things. So, you know, expectations must be based on the actions that we take. This is much more fine-tuned. It's much more the emotional energy behind it. I know why that's coming up, because Mars this week, actually, as I'm recording this, Mars this week moves into Pisces. So even though we're out of Pisces season, there's still a lot of the Piscean stuff that I think it's going to be about incorporating what we went through in Pisces season. You got the Hangman down here, which is Neptune. But let's begin with this Two of Cups. So here's the difference between the Two of Cups and the Lovers. The Lovers is you guys. The Two of Cups is where we are the same, right? Where both of our cups are the same. Now, we may not feel the same about the same things, right? So I could like someone, you could dislike them. You could love a certain genre of movies or books, and I could, oh God, no, that's not for me. But we understand each other's feelings. So, you know, I understand when you say, I love something, and I did this on the Discord server, I think it was last week, where I was feeling ambivalent. But rather than getting into the details of this is why I feel ambivalent and trying to justify it, I just said, it's enough. Like, why isn't it enough that I feel ambivalent? If I feel sad, if I feel happy, does it matter what I feel sad or happy about? Or when I speak to someone, do I just want them to know that about me? And I don't mean that from a cagey, trying to hide things way. I mean from a, I'm not trying to hide myself way. Because I know what's ear science, right? We can talk about the thing. So I don't know, like, say I was upset about something happening out in the world, right? We can start talking about that. Like, how awful are these governments doing this? How bad is it that these people are dying? How can this be happening? Like, we can talk about that. But Two of Cups is, I feel whatever I feel about that. And then you connect to me, not because you have the same views about what I'm feeling about, but because you can relate as a fellow human being, you can relate to how I feel. Now, for better or for worse, whenever the Two of Cups comes up, I've been doing this a long time, right? Yes, it can talk about specific relationships, the platonic relationships, relationships of support. But I think more often than not, it talks about a theme, right? That theme that runs in our lives. This is good prep, Gemini, because think about this. You have the ruler of your seventh house, at 7th and 10th, actually, because Jupiter is the ancient ruler of Pisces, is going to be moving into your sign very soon, right? In just a couple of months. So you're going to have Jupiter in your sign. So it's a good prep for that. You're going to be working on those themes when Jupiter's there anyway. But how you're seeing that in the world, what you relate to, how you relate to things, much more expanded. It's going to be expansive, right? The sun, it's going to be expansive energy. But in the past, so what are your themes around, you know, how I feel, other people don't feel like me, if you've suffered from deep loneliness, connection, Because when the Two of Cups comes up, it can reveal the lack of that kind of connection. But everyone feels like you. Everyone feels like you. We all have the same toolkit that we come from. You know, when we talk about water signs and air signs, right? I think sometimes we, which I don't think is correct, if I'm completely honest, is that, you know, water signs feel more than air signs. No. It's just that the process of being a water sign, they do it through their emotions, and air signs do it through their thoughts. But we all have feelings. And, you know, even I think those people that lack empathy and stuff like psychopaths and stuff, they still feel things about themselves, right? You know, that, but that's not the norm of human beings. We're talking about just generally, general reading, general human beings. So you've got the Two of Cups in the pots. Let's have a look. Why is that coming up? Because that's what's getting flipped on its head. Right, how you connect with others, and the rules that you've had around connecting with others, right? They need to know how I feel. I mean, I've experienced this myself in my own life. When, if you ever talk to someone and they keep saying to you, but you don't understand, right? And the thing is, the reason they're saying that is not because you don't understand, it's because they have an internal narrative, and you might have an internal narrative of, if this person understood how I felt, then they wouldn't disagree with me, or they wouldn't be offended by me, or they wouldn't X, Y, and Z, which is bullshit. They still could do that. Like, if I was hurt, if I was really hurt by something that you did, and I showed up and I said that, you know, I don't know if I want to spend time with you anymore, Gemini. Like, you know, I was really hurt the last time when we hung out. Like, I don't know. And you might get into the whole thing of trying to justify why you behaved that way, right? And you might behave that way because I hurt you, because you felt hurt by me, right? So you inflicted that on me. It was very Pisces, like trying to make me feel what you felt. And you're trying to justify it and say, like, no, you don't understand how I feel. I could understand that. And I could still think it's not cool. Like, you know, it's like, you could have told me that you were upset by me, like, the same way that I'm doing for you. I'm telling you that I was hurt by it. You could have done that, but no, you decided to make me feel what you were feeling, right? From a place that, and that doesn't justify the behavior. And that's the kind of themes I'm getting around this. Like, you know, that kind of connecting with other people, the stories that we make about that. And that's got nothing to do with understanding the feelings. They're two separate things. And remember, like, there's two cups here. It's our job to explain, not explain our feelings, but to say how we're feeling. Yeah. Because of that, what I just described, I think you've taken a pause from relationships. Either because you feel misunderstood, or others around you did, or it was too much, right? Two of Cups, Four of Swords is, we've taken a pause. And hey, it doesn't have to be. The pause can just be mental. It may mean that you've worked more to connect with other people. Remember that, right? The pause is mental. But I do get from a mundane level that this can be where we actually have taken a pause from relationships. Either from being in a relationship or being around people, or we've just kind of slowed down in how much we're communicating with other people. It could be that you're saying, oh, I've got a new beginning, or, you know, I've got lots going on. I'm not going to be around much. The world. That's Saturn. In your 10th house, right? So you've got the world here, and the world, these are energies that we're coming in with, same as that house mouse. This is the completion of a cycle. We are done. We are done with it. Our way of connecting, our way of pausing. And I said this, I think I said it in the weekly for this week. I forget what I called that weekly. The gift of the curse. That's what I called it. So check that out. No matter when you're watching this, check that out, because it's part of this theme. And part of this, we've been having a clear out. You know, that's what this Pisces season was. Old stories, old ways of dealing with things. You know, that's all been going on. It's Saturn, right? Past Saturn and Pisces. But I think with that Mars coming in and going to conjunct Saturn, there's this thing of, like, you know, okay, well, if that's gone, if that old story is done, or my way of, I've learned everything that I needed to, I've gotten everything that I needed to out of this cycle, how do I proceed now? How do my actions change? How do my motives change? if it's not just about being understood, being like someone understanding how I feel, right, then what happens? What, how do I move forward? And this is what I said in the weekly, that for too long, right, for way too long, the spiritual community, right, and I use that phrase, let it mean to you what it does, you know, the kind of posts and whatever I'm talking about, it's made it way too easy for us, and we needed it. Like, don't get me wrong, like, a lot of us were stuck in situations where we didn't even know it was okay to leave that situation, right? We didn't even think, oh, is it, you know, we just thought that was our lot, that to be kind of pious and spiritual meant to suffer in silence, right? So I understand the dynamic of it. Remember, we overcompensate though. And a lot of the stuff of, like, you know, getting rid of people, families, whatever, right? You know, that stuff of having a clear out, it's become a way of life. It's, you know, taking a step back under the thing of taking a mental health day or self-care. I'm not having a dig, like, trust me. I'm not saying I have the answer of what the new dynamics are. All I can share with you is that it is a time for new dynamics. And you're part of that. That's why lovers comes up. That's when you see the contrast of these two, you understand what's coming up. And the Two of Cups is in the past, right? If they'd been the other way around, then it would be a different dynamic. Then you would focus and hone in. I can almost hear like Mr. Miyagi saying that, focus, right? We'd be focusing on connect, you know, or being only like hanging out with people that are the same as us or understand us and stuff. That's not what we're doing. That's not what Gemini is built for. And I talked about this in Gemini season, like, I think it was, was it last year? I don't even remember. But whenever I did all those talks for Gemini season, we have to find ways to work together to be able to move forward together. This is something I've been saying for years. I have a feeling that, you know, Jupiter in Gemini will help with that. But this kind of like cutting people out, right, cancelling, cancel culture, basically, that we do in our own lives, and we justify it, and it starts, remember I talked about this in Libra season, air season, this is the, it's air energy, which means, first of all, if you're an air sign, we need to clear house first ourselves, in ourselves, of our own dynamics, of what we speak about, what we don't speak about, where we go silent, where we overcompensate and say too much, right, all of that stuff. Because we are the ambassadors of air energy. You are the ambassador of Gemini energy. And even if someone has nothing in Gemini, we all have Gemini in our chart somewhere, which will be activated by Jupiter moving into Gemini. So you are a part of this. You are part of this chatter. You're one of the signs of communication. Big deal. So that is done, the old way of doing things. And so that's the Three of Wands. We've turned our back on things. We focus, right? And we understand that if we want certain ships to come in, then we must behave a certain way. Our expectations must be based on the actions that we take. Maybe you've been taking those actions. Maybe you've initiated some stuff. Maybe this is you. You've kept it simple. I almost get the sense that you're turning back around. Two cards came out. Let's see. Exactly. Get one more. Well, this one was coming out with the tower, so we'll take, oh, exactly this. Look, justice with the tower. That is what I'm getting from this reading. How we justify things. But if we're about to behave in a different way, we're going to take in different things, right? And think about simplicity. When we do this, right, there's pros and cons to simplicity. We can oversimplify. I mean, we all do it. And I think Jordan Peterson's going to talk on this and why we do it, right? Because it's too much, especially the people in our lives that we see all the time, like our partner, our family or whatever. We have a very kind of simplified, overly simplified story of nuanced, complex human beings. And other people do that to us as well. It's not a bad thing. It's just that it would take up too much brain power if we were taking in the complexity of every situation all the time. Like, we don't do it. And that's how it is. But it's not about changing that. It's about being aware of that. That, you know, the same way that we can't reduce other people down to one little story, we can't reduce ourselves down to one little story or to one version. And, you know, so we realize that, but we do that, and others would do that to us. That's part of the dynamics of associating with others. So go back to the world. We've got the Page of Wands, and we have Rebirth, which is Judgment. So this is, when's the last time you had fun? And you guys are the fun, right? No, no pressure. But Gemini and Sagittarius, they are the fun signs. Somebody asked me a few weeks ago about what I was feeling about Jupiter in Gemini. And I get asked these kinds of questions when there's kind of upcoming transits and things. And I'm really looking forward to it. Like, I love Gemini as an energy. And but here's the thing, right? And like, hopefully you guys know I'm an Aquarius. Aquarians have a soft spot for Gemini. It's our fifth house. And most people I've dated have been Geminis. Most of my friends, like, I have loads of Geminis in my life. I love Gemini energy. But I'm going to say this. The promise of Gemini transits is that they're fun. There's going to be lots of chatter, communication, you know, information, learning things, all of this kind of stuff. That's the promise of it. Has that always paid off? I want you to think back to when the North Node moved into Gemini back in 2020. And really, at some point during that North Node in Gemini transit, I'll be honest with you, and I said this to this person, I just wanted to yell, shut the fuck up, right? Because that's what happens. Everyone starts talking. Everyone's got a truth. Everyone feels misunderstood. Everyone just wants to hear their own stuff. And I, hey, you know, I get it. That is the shadow of Gemini. And we saw it with that North Node in Gemini. That's when all the misinformation stuff happened. That's when cancer culture went nuts, right? We couldn't talk about this and we can't talk about that. The problem is not what we talk about and don't talk about. It's how we talk about things. Same with, but it begins at a very personal level within yourself, how you talk to yourself. And it, and also like in our interpersonal relationships, how we are with each other. So with the Tower coming up, that's Mars energy, and you got Justice, which is Libra. So Libra is your fifth house, and Aquarius with Pluto, that's your ninth. So you've got this air of dynamic that's going on. South Node is going through your fifth. With the Page of Wands and Rebirth, Judgment, and that's why I said Aquarius, because Pluto. This is the rebirth of that fun side of you. Out of all of the court cards, the Page of Wands is the one that doesn't take shit too so seriously. So you're in a Page of Wands, that which is inspired, that which is creative, that which is excited and enthusiastic, that which is playful. Playful is a word that comes up with the Page of Wands. There's a rebirth of that part of you. But what it does is liberate you from constraints you have on communications, how you make decisions. Now, think about the Three of Wands, right? Because these are clarifying the Three of Wands and these are clarifying the world. So the cycle that has ended is to do with that playful side of you. You know, Saturn and Pluto coming up. And I'm going to say, because this, I think this talks about 2020, like that's coming up as a theme. Think about what happened since December, or was it? No, 2019. Well, no, it was beginning of 2020. When they conjunct, excuse me, there was a playful Page of one side of you that might have got like nuked at that time. And you haven't seen that part of yourself since then. Coming back. With the Three of Wands, the Tower and Justice coming up here. If our expectations are based on the actions that we take, or well, think about this, that means you've only made decisions that you thought you were capable of acting on. Now, if you've got house mouse here, you're capable of acting on a lot more. But know that the limitations are not on what you can do. I mean, this says you know you can do it, right? What was the line at the bottom? You know the things you are capable of, but are you confident in leaning into that belief? Because if you limit yourself on, like, you know, if you're going to limit yourself to, well, I can only do this, then you're not going to decide something, but you're capable of much more. That's the awareness here. You guys come up as the central energy. Remember, this is what we are dealing with, focused on looking at or aspiring to do, the Lovers. Where the Two of Cups is where we recognize our common ground, where we are the same. The Lovers is where we are not the same. The Lovers is not just where we are not the same. The Lovers is where we will never be the same, ever. She is never going to be him and he is never going to be her. She is always going to be the feminine. He is always going to be the masculine. She is always going to be the yin. He is always going to be the yang. That's the true power of Gemini, which is where we recognize that we are not the same. We will never be the same. We can, as much as we can try to understand each other and do whatever, we won't ever. I said it to a friend this morning. It's one of my best friends. They have a Pisces moon. And I sent a voice note saying, you know what? I think I understand you a little bit better after this season. And, you know, we would both argue that we know each other pretty well. We know each other pretty well. But we don't. Not really. On some level, we're still learning about each other, even though we've been friends for years. So this is where we are not the same. Then how do we communicate? Then, and that is the power of Gemini, is not where we are the same, but why do we need communication then? If we were all the same and we all thought the same, felt the same, did everything the same, we wouldn't need to talk to one another. Communication is needed to try to convey ideas in ways that others can understand. Think about this reading. Like, you might look at it, even if you're a reader, right? You might look at it and you've got your own ideas around it, but I see a different thing in it, right? And so I use words to convey that to you. It sounds very simple, but that's where we kind of mess up a lot as human beings. Whoa. Yeah, Six of Swords. Four of Cups. There she is, the Queen of Wands. I knew that was your lot's energy. So if you've got the Lovers coming up here and you've got the Four of Cups, so think about this. This is where, because it's about being about support. Maybe you feel misunderstood or no one's supporting you. With the Four of Cups, that's because how you want to be supported and how you support has changed. Three of Cups has changed. But you can keep looking at, you know, I don't have the support, I don't have the group, the networking, whatever you are applying this reading to. I don't have the support for that. You do. It's your own cup. You must look at your own cup. How do I feel? Why do I feel this? And so think about that. Think about with the Lovers coming up. Remember I said that she's always going to be who she is. He's always going to be who he is. How can they communicate with each other if they don't know? Like, if she doesn't know that, hey, I'm the divine feminine, I am, you know, whatever she thinks she is, that you know, I'm the yin energy, I'm more about conscious allowing, I'm more about this. And if he doesn't recognize that I'm the divine masculine, I'm yang energy, I'm more action oriented, right? If he doesn't recognize that, it's the contrast. He will never realize that there's a difference between the two of them. She won't either. So first of all, comes from, like, how do I feel? I need to know how I feel. Like, maybe you've always made your cup about how others feel, right? And Gemini can do that. They can reflect people quite a bit. You know, one of the twins will turn into what the opposite of what, that's where they're contrarians. Contrarian energy comes from Gemini, I think. Excuse me. But if you have the Six of Swords here, which is, we're moving forward. Like, we're all in the same boat, first and foremost. It's Aquarius card, Six of Swords. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm not going back. I'm not going back to being, you know, whoever it is, losing myself in these connections or not speaking, Four of Swords, or speaking or doing whatever. There's a change coming up here. The way I show up is about to change. The way I shine my light, the way I take action, the way I move through the world, the things that I want, right? Those are all changing. It's Aries. Which means how I show up around people will change. Now, take it from me, because I've just had this recently in my own life. When we change, it's really easy to ditch all the people in your life and go hang out with a new bunch of people and reinvent yourself, right? And I'm not saying that's not the right thing to do. Sometimes that is, right? It depends on the mess that we're in. But you want to fast track this. I remember this is what they talked about. Like, think about that mouse. It can decide, I'm too little, this house is too big, the furniture is too big, and oh my God, they've got a dog, right? You know, what am I going to do? or it can change the way it moves through that house. Same with you. When you change up who you are, how you show up in your current situation, whatever your situation may be, you fast track this, you cement this. Why? Because there's friction. When you have that kind of friction, right, it will cement it more. Now, it's also harder to do it that way, but it's more likely to stick when you do it that way. And take it from me, I keep saying this, when you show up truly from that place of who you are, of how you feel, that awareness of that, ready to move forward, ready to go anywhere, you're not going to have conflict the way you did. You're going to move forward. The people that are not for you will leave your life. Now, you're going to get, this is the bit that I've just had, right? Of people that try to correct you, right? Let's use that, correct you. You'll get given silent treatment. You'll be ignored. You might be criticized. You might be told that you're, you know, I haven't been told anything, but yeah, silent treatment is a thing that in my extended family and stuff, I know people that do that. And that's to correct your behavior, right? That's to correct your behavior. But when you're certain within your own behavior, how you're doing it, you will still keep moving forward. You're not cutting people out. You're not doing whatever. You are facing front and you're moving forward. You're not waiting for shit to come to you now. You're moving forward yourself. You may not know what the new rules are, but they are changing. The path that got you here is not the path that goes forward. That's the theme that keeps coming up. In fact, these two came up in Taurus as well, but they came up as clarifiers and present. I believe it was Taurus. One of them got this. But this is a theme. This Scorpio Taurus theme is coming up a lot. So consider this in moving, how you move forward, what you're doing around this. That's where we keep it simple. That's where we talk is the new beginnings. Day number one. This is what I'm committed to. This is how I'm going to show up. I'm let other people be who they are. I don't need to change them. I don't need to do anything. We are the lovers. There's an invitation here to speak. That's how I try to. And it's come up a lot. You know, it's always been fine-tuned and tweaked in my own life, which is you don't have to engage with everyone. If someone's trying to correct your behavior, which is not their job to do that, right? They can speak from their own place. This is how I experience you. This is what's going on with me. This is why I feel challenged. I statements, right? Great. I'm there. I'll understand that. But also, if someone's just there to talk about themselves, but they've not no curiosity about what's going on within you, that's Two of Cups territory. Because I feel this way, you have to match the way that I feel. And it's like, I don't match the way you feel. So curiosity, you're a curious sign, engage with curiosity. If someone's curious about you, there's an opening there to have a conversation, to connect, whoever that may be, colleague, family member, whatever. If someone's already decided something about you, there's no point. They've already made a decision. So you could be whoever you are then, right? Just go, they've already decided about you. You don't need to change anyone's mind. You just be you. King of Cups, and this speaks to that Four of Cups. Ten of Cups. See the emotional stuff? This is your own emotional kind of where you're solid in yourself. Now, I want you to consider this because you have, we could keep talking about Saturn in your 10th house, right? But you can only show up out in the world, you know, whatever you're doing, the 10th house, the midheaven, you can only show up as much as how secure you are within yourself, the fourth house, how much you nurture yourself, how secure you are within your own skin. So this is what this speaks of, that I know what makes me happy. I know what love I have. I'm confident that in this situation, that's what I'm sharing. I don't remember who I said this for. Maybe it was a weekly where I was talking about, I feel like I was talking to Aquarius. It might be in the Aquarius reading, where it doesn't matter. Like, no, it doesn't matter how worthy the cause is. Doesn't matter how right you are. If you're trying to prove how right you are, that's justice, or, you know, your side of the story from an angry place, from a hurt place, right? That is what we are sharing. That's what Ten of Cups shows, that. That Nine of Cups, our heart's desire, that's what we share out in the world. So we can get really caught up in your fourth house is Virgo on the details, on, but I'm right about this, but I know this is the best way to do this, right? You know, that kind of thing. And it's like, but it doesn't matter how right or whatever you are, it's where you're coming from, your own emotional awareness or intelligence around that. Three of Shields, which is the Three of Pentacles, we build it strong together. Mind, body, and spirit coming together. I'm going to say it again, because Three of Pentacles makes the point, so does the Lovers. We are not the same as each other. We're all human beings. We all have the same toolkit. How we use those tools is different. High Priestess. And I did a whole talk on this. Check it out if you need help, like, integrating tools, I called it, and it was the brilliance thing of emotional intelligence, awareness of yourself. Before we can have any kind of dialogue, that's what the Lovers are saying as well, you must know who you are in that. Otherwise, you will be defined by what the other person does to you. That's ultimate giving away of power. So in the future, we have the Hierophant. This is stability. These are the rules. And in fact, it always comes that way. High Priestess first, then the Hierophant. First, we know what is reflected about us in this situation. Where are we coming from? What are we bringing to the work, the job, the relationship, the whatever, the dream even? And then it's like, okay, well, if this is who I am, if this is what rebirth has happened, if I'm looking for a more playful, lighthearted, expansive energy, right? To move through things like this, I'm finding it difficult, but I want to try to tackle it. Then the rules need to change. The dance needs to change with the Hierophant. We don't make the rules for other people. That's a very weak-ass way of using boundaries, right? To police other people. But the rules change for us, and we come from that rule change place. Six of Shields, which is the Six of Pentacles. That's the balance. The balance doesn't come from destroying things, the Tower. Here, the balance comes from... we give to, remember what Simplicity said and New Beginnings, we give to that which matters to us. I'm doing this because it matters to me. I'm doing this because the act of giving to this, giving my time, effort, and energy to this balances me, rather than trying to blow things up with that Tower to have balance. And you can see it. So you see the scales here. This guy has scales above his head there as well. Card keeps coming up. It's the Six of Wands, and it's about holding your head up high. It's you have pride in who you are. You're showing up from that place. I love the sixes because they're gifts, right? The gift of being able to do this. I get to do this. The Six of Wands is the gift of having pride in what you've done, of being able to show up, of being recognized for who you are and what you've done. First person who must recognize that is you. I will say this, you could be recognized outside of yourself. Company, school or whatever, whatever it is that you're doing. But there's recognition. But the first person that must recognize us, the gift of recognition, must come from us. One more. All right, three more. All right, so we got Mercury. Mercury retrograde this season. So this is... again, communication. It's what kind of channel am I? This is a card of confidence. The confidence to use what you know and the tools that you have, holding your head up high. Whether other people recognize it or not, you get to do this. You get to show up as this. That's where how the rules change. And remember with the Queen of Wands, she leads by example. We have balance of head and heart with the Chariot, movement forward, and we have equilibrium, which is temperance. So it's using the knowledge that you have. I mean, both equilibrium, which is temperance, and the Magician talk about that. They use what they have. You use what you have in a different way. You're not bound by the same rules. And know where you've limited yourself for the sake, you know, it's that, oh, just to keep the peace, or for the sake of stability. Know where you've limited yourself. This is not about going out there and being an arsehole. That's the Six of Wands wouldn't come up. Six of Pentacles wouldn't come up. It's because it's a gift. Like, you know that this is a gift. You know that when you feel that kind of gift within yourself, that's what you share with others, the gift of who you are. This is a perspective shift. We got the Hanged Man here. It may feel like a sacrifice. It may feel like surrendering to something. That's what happens when we have the Hanged Man. But ultimately, it's a change of our identity. The world flips upside down. Or rather, we flip upside down. Because now we're seeing the world from a different perspective. Page of Cups. Love it. This is a shadow of the past, which is always... I mean, these are the past stories, right? So we're facing forward now. Not the past. Not how your... that part of you that you've always tried to protect because it was vulnerable. Know that it's maybe not so vulnerable now. That know that you trying to protect it has maybe limited what you can do and what you can do out there. How would she be a source of inspiration for you, that Page of Cups within you? There's a rejuvenation coming up in this reading. The Hermit. The Hermit is a card of empowerment, and it's we move forward based on what matters to us. We're not distracted by what's going on around us. Like, we light the way with what matters to us. We show up from what matters to us. We show up from what is a gift to us. I get to do this. This is who I am. I'm going to hold my head up higher. I'm going to take pride in my work, take pride in how I show up. And pride is not, I know it's one of the seven deadly sins, but it's much maligned, right? It's pride is like when we want other people to recognize how wonderful we are. Yeah, there's a problem in that. But holding ourselves, giving ourselves a pat on the back, saying, this was hard for me, it's difficult for me, but I did it. Take a moment, do that. Accept yourself for who you are. But the only person that has the power to affect change in your situation is you. That is ultimately what the Hermit says. And you know what swords have taken you down. I mean, the Ten of Swords is the Gemini card. So you know that. You know that. That's the chatter that this was talking about, the simplicity of it. So we're quieting that and we're facing forward. We're lighting the way. And inside the Hermit's, not in this one, but the lantern is the star. What gives you hope? What guides you? That's how you want to be led forward. Powerful reading, Gemini. I hope you let me know how you get on with that. There you go. Those are your messages. I love you guys very much. I will see you next time. That's all for now. Goodbye.